888-835-2414.
This is Learning with Leslie. And welcome to another episode of Learning with Leslie, the podcast where we focus on making an impact from home, at home, and beyond. No, I'm not talking about the kind of impact that's gonna fall by the wayside when Google has a mood swing, and I'm gonna stop it right there. I'm gonna stop it right there. Why am I stopping it right there? Because, yo, Google had a mood swing. Google had a tremendous mood swing, and this mood swing is unlike anything I intended when I first started using that line back in 2009. When I started using that, I meant like if Google has an algorithm update or something where you're not getting as many visits from the search engines or anything of that sort. Google had a tremendous mood swing. It affected my business significantly. It affected my life significantly. And it's changed how I am moving forward with everything that I do. I'm going to just give you the spoiler alert up front. My YouTube channel, Interactive Biology, my bigger YouTube channel where I have over 286,000 subscribers. Over the last week, it was hacked. Over the last week, it was removed and banned from YouTube permanently. Over the last week, I was able to get it back. Over the last week, monetization has been removed. There's a lot that's happened over this last week, and I want to share this with you. Now, here's why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because, number one, I want to put you in a situation where you can do as much as possible to avoid anything like this happening to you. But number two, if it does happen to you, I want to help you to set things up in a way that if it happens, you are in a position where, you know, even if Google has a mood swing, your business will thrive. And this, for me, is of utmost importance. So I'm going to be extremely transparent. I'm going to share everything. I'm going to share screenshots. I'm going to share stories. I'm going to share what I'm doing. I'm going to share the changes that I'm making. And I believe that this will be tremendously instructive and informative for anyone that is creating any kind of content on the internet, especially if you're doing it as a way to build a business. So that's what we're going to get into. If you are listening to this on the audio version, you're going to get value from it. However, if you want to see the things that I'm going to show you, I highly recommend for you to come on over to the YouTube channel. And of course, when you're over on the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, because if you do that, you'll be notified whenever I create more content. All right. So you can get to the YouTube channel by actually going to lesliesamuel.tv, and that's going to take you directly there. Before we get into what has happened, I have to let you know that this podcast episode is brought to you by Ecamm Live, the one-stop video production platform. If you are creating videos and you're using a Mac, this will make it much easier. It's what I'm using right now to produce this podcast and to do this video with all the stuff that's going on and sharing the screen. You will see the power of Ecamm Live if you watch this episode. And if you want to check them out, you can save 15% by going to ecamm.com/Leslie. All right, with that out of the way, let's get into today's episode. Oops, wrong. I hit the wrong thing. Shame on me. Let's do it here. All right, let's talk about this week. This was a week unlike any other that I have experienced since starting my business on January 18, 2008. I want to paint a picture for you. Over the last, 14 years, I have been building a YouTube channel on and off. And that has been my biology YouTube channel. This started as my passion project. It became a business. It is the main thing that I do today in my business. That channel is called Interactive Biology. Now, this channel, as I mentioned, I've grown it to over 286,000 subscribers, and people from all over the world use this on a daily basis to help them in their biology classes. Students, teachers are using this thing as a resource to help them understand anatomy and physiology and other topics within biology. It is my pride and joy, one of my prides and joys when it comes to what I've created and what I've produced. Okay, so now on last Saturday evening, we had a get together here with family and friends. We do that every Saturday. And at the end of that thing, I mean, this one went way late into the evening and then into the night. And then my wife and I went to our bedroom. And when I went to my bedroom, a number of things happened. Actually, earlier in the day, I got an email. I'm going to share that email with you. I got an email, and that email was this. And it says, the subject said, "Now live on your channel, Michael Saylor, Bitcoin, bull run confirmed, BTC price analysis." Now, let me tell you, when I got this, I thought it was just like some random crazy email that it came to the wrong address, or someone was spamming me with something that looked like it came from YouTube. I didn't pay it any attention. I just archived the email. I figured if it was anything significant, I would find out later. Well, I did find out, because at 7:26 p.m., I got a message on Instagram from someone that uses my biology channel. And here's what the message said. It said, "Hi, I've learned so much from you, but now I can't seem to find your videos. I'm a nursing student and I really need your help." So when I got that message, I was like, oh, no big deal. I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna get the URL. And I'm gonna just copy it and paste it so that she can get access to it. So I went to YouTube, I went to my channel, and it looked different. I'm gonna show you what it looked like. And mind you, it's a biology YouTube channel, right? So this is what the channel looked like. There was a banner that says MicroStrategy, Intelligence Everywhere. The name of the channel was not Interactive Biology. It was MicroStrategy. And I was confused, because I don't have a MicroStrategy channel. I got a biology channel. So in my mind, obviously something was wrong in terms of I went to the wrong URL. So I tried to go to the right URL. And I went to the right URL, but all I saw was MicroStrategy. Not just that, I saw that someone was live on the channel, and it looks like this, about Bitcoin. And there were over 4,000 people on the live at that moment. So the name changed, the URL actually changed, and someone was live. All of the content that I had posted, I didn't see it. They had made it private. And now you got someone on there streaming Bitcoin information. At that moment, I realized, oh my word, I was hacked. This is not that email that I got earlier in the day, it wasn't some random thing. No, it was YouTube letting me know that I am live and it's going well. You know, everything is good. The live that you started is going, except I did not start it. Okay? Now, heart sank. Like the heart, whatever expression you want to use, when I got that realization that I had been hacked, I freaked out. Now, I am trying to figure out, okay, did the hackers lock me out of my account? I go into my account and I still had access to it. Great, awesome. So what did I do? I did a number of things. Number one, I went in and changed my password just to make sure that if they had access to my password, They won't have access to it anymore. Number two, I logged out of everything. So I did the thing in your Google account where you can log everyone out of your account. And then I logged back into my account. I went in because I have access to my YouTube channel. I have multiple email addresses that have access to my YouTube channel. But then I also have a video editor, and that video editor has access to my YouTube channel. I went in and I removed everyone from my account except the main email that I was in that I had changed the password. So basically, I was trying to get to a place where the only person that has access to the channel is me. Fortunately, you know, in some of these hacks, they would hack into your account, they would change your password, they would delete all your videos, but they didn't do that in this case. And we'll talk about that in a little while in terms of why I think that why that didn't happen. But I was able to get in, and then I went and I saw that my videos were private. I selected all my videos and I made them public again. I went in, I changed the channel name, I changed the channel URL back to Interactive Biology, except that because there was already an Interactive Biology before, which was my channel, I couldn't choose Interactive Biology for the username and the channel URL because in the system, it appeared like someone already had that. So I changed it to Interactive Biology TV. And as far as I was concerned at that point in time, I fixed it. I had fixed it. Anyone that was in, and I deleted the live stream that was going on. So anyone that had access to my account no longer had access to my account. I waited a little bit to see if, you know, everything was okay. It seemed like everything was okay. And all was, keyword was, well with the world. Then I sent the lady who sent me that email a message. I said, sorry about that. It seems someone had hacked my YouTube channel. I managed to get it back and fix everything. Hopefully, within parentheses, you can find it here. And I gave her the URL. All right. So we're good, right? Channel back. It's no longer hacked. I even posted about it on Facebook, like, these people tried to hack my channel, but this is what I did. The channel is back now. And yay, let's celebrate. Celebration. Good time. Come on. No. Because it did not end there. First of all, I was a little cautious. I was a little cautious because I was like, I'm not sure how they got access to my account in the first place. I'm technically not sure if they still have access in some way. Okay. Now, someone is listening to this right now and they're thinking to themselves, Leslie, come on. You've been doing this for so long. You should know better. You should have a secure password. It should be a unique password. You should use something like LastPass or 1Password or some one of those services to create a unique password that's 26 to 30 characters long. Leslie, come on. You have to have two-factor authentication turned on. You should know this by now, Leslie. Why aren't you doing those things? Security should be a big deal for you. Okay, I hear you. Here's the thing. I do all of that. Like, I follow all of the security practices that the experts will tell you this is what you need to do. Yes, I have a secure password that is in one of these password manager apps. I use 1Password. I use two-factor authentication, and you have to, you know, I have this code that changes every 30 seconds that I need to put in order to log into my account, and only I have access to that. Yes, I have all of that taken care of. So how in the world did I get hacked? And now some of y'all are freaking out because you're saying, wait a minute, that's what I do because I value security and I do all those things. Now, some of you are thinking, whoa, I don't have any of that stuff taken. I'm not doing any of that. You need to do it, number one. But number two, even if like me, you are doing that, that doesn't eliminate the possibility of you being hacked. These hackers are getting smart. Let me share with you what I've been able to uncover in my research on this particular hack. Unfortunately, this is a hack that happens to tons of YouTubers, especially larger YouTubers, because the reality is, the idea is, if they gain access to my channel that has 286,000 subscribers, which isn't that large in comparison to many of the others that were hacked, they can leverage the fact that I have 286,000 subscribers to make their channel look legit, number one. Then you have a live stream with thousands of people on there. You have bots in and thousands of bots, probably. You have bots in the chat talking about, man, I sent in Bitcoin and I made so much money. Thank you for making me money. So now you have people that are watching this live stream that could potentially be convinced that they need to send in some Bitcoin so that they can make that quick cash and they can easily get scammed. That's the idea with it. Now, the tricky thing about this hack is they don't need your password and they can bypass two-factor authentication. Yeah, that should freak you out. They don't need your password. They don't need your account details to get into your account. Because whenever you log into your Google account and your YouTube account, there is session data. And if they can get access to your session data, they can basically like replicate your stuff that's happening on your screen on their end, wherever they are. Now, how do they get access to that? Well, it's generally done via email. Let's say you get a sponsorship offer from some company that would like to sponsor your channel, and they have a PDF or a document attached that you can then check out to find out the details of what they are offering you. Now, as a YouTuber, that is something that is going to be appealing to you. So you click on that, not realizing that when you click on that to download that PDF that's not really a PDF, they then install something on your system that is able to get access to your session data. All right? So you're a YouTuber. You're a YouTuber, a content creator that is, you know, someone wants to sponsor your channel. Sure, you want to find out the details. So you download the details, but you're actually downloading malware that gives them access now to your session data, and they can replicate it on their end. Okay, now, here's one key bit of information. I actually don't think they hacked me. It's possible, from what I've been able to gather in my research, that they were able to get access through my video editor. Not because, you know, he did anything wrong, but the reason I suspect this, and this is just a suspicion, and my video editor does not think that this is the case, but this is, I'm being as transparent as possible. When they accessed my account, they did not change my password. They did not delete my videos. They didn't do any like significant things. And I believe they didn't do that because they were not able to do that because they didn't have access to my account. They had access to an account, is my guess, with lower level permissions. So yeah, you can upload, you can add content, you can private content, but you can't delete content or anything of that sort. So my guess is that they got in through him, possibly, and that's how they got access to it. Regardless of the fact of how it happened, it did happen. And supposedly, I got it taken care of. Until 2 days later. 2 days later, I got a different email, and this email was much worse. Here's the email. The email says, "Hi, Interactive Biology. We have reviewed your content and found severe and repeated violations of our harmful and dangerous policy. Because of this, we have removed your channel from YouTube. We know this is probably very upsetting news." You're right. It is very upsetting news, Google and YouTube. I mean, this is very upsetting. I am upset. But yes, it's probably very upsetting news, but it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all Yeti. If we think a channel severely violates our policies, we take it down to protect other users on this platform. I'm going to continue. This is the part that really freaked me out. We have permanently removed your channel from YouTube. Going forward, you won't be able to access, possess, or create any other YouTube channel. Yeah. So now you're telling me that everything I've created on your platform is permanently removed. And going forward, I'm not going to be able to create, access, possess, or anything, any other YouTube channels. Not because of something that I did wrong, but because someone hacked my account. So in this case, I lose, quote unquote, everything because of somebody else that's hacking me. When that email came in, I kind of lost it. I'm not gonna lie. I lost it. I was not in a good place. My son was there. My wife was there. And I said, I've been removed from YouTube. My son asked me, what do you mean? And then my wife asked, wait, what is this? And there were questions coming back. And I said, okay, please stop. Don't ask me anything right now. Because my brain was about, it felt like it was about to explode because I was thinking 100 thoughts in 1 second and I was not in a good place because I'm thinking everything that I've created over the last 13, 14 years on this platform is gone. Now, you're probably wondering, wait, but didn't you have it backed up and all that good stuff? And yes, I have every video on a hard drive, backed up in the cloud and so on. I have all of that. Yeah, I have the assets. But the channel with 286,000 subscribers is gone. And I could potentially never again create content on that platform. That brought me to a place, a low place that I haven't been in a very long time. Like, I was no longer myself. I was a different person in that moment, or at least that's the way it felt. I didn't respond to people well. I didn't respond to my wife well. In that moment, I said, please stop talking to me. I had a friend call me that was dealing with some stuff and my reaction was very not like myself. And she was like, wait, that's it? I mean, you don't have anything to say? And my response was like, listen, I got nothing right now. I don't have anything to give. And I know that, you know, you need something that I just don't have right now. She said, is it because of what happened with the YouTube channel? I said, yes. Another friend called me. We were talking on the phone. He was telling me about stuff that's going on. And I stopped him. I was like, dude, I get it. Right now, I am not in the place to receive any of this and to give any support. I'm not there. So give me some time. And he completely understood. And he actually started asking me questions, going deeper. And he was there for me in that moment. But the reality is I was low, yo. I was low for about 2 days. Now, when it happened, I immediately got on the phone and I called a friend of mine. The person that flew me out to Mountain View, he works for Google. He's a VP at Google. I called him instantly and I'm like, yo, this is what's going down. And he's like, okay, give me the details. He was on a train. He said he'll call me back when he gets home. He got home in a few minutes, called me, took all the details so that he could file an internal appeal, because if an internal appeal comes from someone that's at the VP level in Google, it has a different weight than like somebody like me that's just a random YouTuber that only has 286,000 subscribers on this platform that has billions of people. So the next 2 days were rough because my channel was gone. Like, if you went to my channel, there was a monkey. Wait, do I have a picture of the monkey? I want you to see the monkey because I think the monkey, I mean, the monkey is cute, but yeah, this is the monkey. All right. And the monkey has a magnifying glass in his hand. It's a cute monkey. And the magnifying glass says, "This page isn't available. Sorry about that. Try searching for something else." This thing is gone. If you go to my website, and I have all these YouTube videos embedded on the website on all of the different pages, it said something like, "The video is not available because..." This is the word. It sounds so harsh, and it is, because the channel has been terminated. I was terminated, and that was rough. Okay, so where do we go from there? Channel gone, all that good stuff, or all that stuff. I am down. I am pretty much depressed. But then, you know, when these things happen, when something like this happened that puts me in a funk, I always say to myself, you know what? Be in that funk. Fully embrace the funk. This is what you're going through. This is what you're feeling. Feel what you're feeling, because it's okay to feel it. You have a day or two. Once that's over, once that's gone, we need to do something else. All right? So now, it's now Wednesday morning, and I'm in a completely different place. I woke up that morning. I did what I normally do. I do my morning routine. I have my devotions. I'm a Christian, so this, you know, Bible study and prayer is a big thing for me. It might not be for you, and that's okay for you, but for me, it's a big deal. And I woke up that morning, and I was in a completely different place. And here's where I was. I was in a place where I could was saying, "Listen, I know that all things work together for my good. If that is the case, this will work together for my good." But then I took it to a different level. I said to myself, I am going to take a different perspective, almost an extreme perspective. And that perspective was this: I'm going to make sure that this thing that happened to me is the best thing that could happen to me right now. I decided that that was going to be the case. And what that did for me is it put me in a different place, because it put me in a situation where now the question was not if something good is going to happen as a result of this. What is the good stuff? What is the better than stupendous stuff that's going to happen as a result of what just took place? That was the mindset that I was approaching things with. So now I'm looking for those things. I'm not looking for the negative. I'm not looking for, you know, bad stuff about being banned. I'm looking about, what can this do for me? What will this do for my business? What will this do for my family? What will this do for my life? What will this do for the world? That's going to be so awesome because this hack happened. I'll explain to you what it has done for me. This brought me to a place where I was looking at things from a perspective of, I better be building a business that can't fall by the wayside when Google has a mood swing. I better be not depending on any single free platform as my main, like driving my entire business. I need to be in better control of what I do than I am at the moment. That's number one. Number two, I need to create my own platform. No, I can't compete with YouTube, and I'm not trying to compete with YouTube. But for the people that I serve, I can create something that's going to be more valuable to them on a platform that I am creating, I am building, that's going to allow me to serve them even better. It's going to allow me to provide additional resources that YouTube doesn't allow me to provide. It's going to allow me to nurture a tight community in ways that YouTube doesn't enable me to do. It's going to allow me to serve products and services and offer things in the future that's not as dependent on YouTube. So that if Google has a bigger mood swing in the future, or even the same mood swing, I'm gonna be prepared. That's number one. Number two, it alerted me that I need to take security to the next level. Like I'm very cautious about security. Let me tell you about some of the things that I do when it comes to security. And I want to share this with you and some of the things I'm going to do when it comes to security. And I'm going to share this with you because I think this is stuff that you can learn from. And I want you to take this stuff seriously so that this doesn't happen to you. Number one, of course, yes, don't use that password that you've been using for many years on all of these different services. No, create a unique password using a password manager. I use 1Password. I also use iCloud passwords, Apple Passkey, and all of those things. I highly recommend for you to do something like that and create a unique, very long, with special characters and all of that good stuff, a complex password that you can't even remember. And it's unique to all your different websites and services that you log into. That's number one. Number two, if two-factor is available, turn it on. I don't care. Turn it on. Yes, it's an extra step. I have to go in to my password, my Authy app, my two-factor authentication app, and every 30 seconds, you can see that's mine for, well, you can kind of see Facebook. It has a Facebook token, and that expires in 30 seconds. I need to have this in order to log in. Do it. I know it takes a little extra, and maybe you're not even familiar with how to do it. Figure out how to do it. Figure out how to do it and do it. It's important enough in this digital age that we live in where things are getting much easier to hack. Do it. Just do it. Please, trust me. Do it. Number three, I went a step level. I mean, a level deeper. You can get these physical hardware keys. This is the YubiKey. This YubiKey is something that I can plug into my device, or I can use NFC to tap my phone. And for me to log into certain services, I need this key, and then I need to touch it with my finger in order to get access to that account. That takes security to the next level. Now, for me, some of the other things that I ended up doing is, one, I created a separate Google account, and that Google account is only going to be used for logging into YouTube. My channel will be owned by that account, and it will be separate from my regular email. And the idea behind that is this: if you hack my email, you don't get access to my YouTube channel, because my YouTube channel is owned by a completely different account that is only used for that YouTube channel. I went a step further. For that YouTube channel, anytime I'm doing something on YouTube, right now I use a separate browser. And that browser is only used for YouTube. I know it might seem a little extreme, but this is my business and this is my livelihood. So it's that important for me. I'm using the Brave browser, which is a browser that is very privacy focused, and it has a lot of security features built in. So whenever I need to get access to YouTube, I will open up the Brave browser. It's gonna be on my YouTube studio. That's gonna be the homepage, and that's all I am using that for. The next step for me is I'm actually going to buy a separate computer, and that computer is what I'm going to be using to anything related to YouTube or other sensitive things like financial transactions and so on. I'm going to use that computer as my security computer, and everything else I'm going to do on my regular laptop. Sounds a bit extreme? Yes, it is a bit extreme, because I'm going to do whatever I can do to not put myself in that situation again. That's number one, security. I am taking security much more seriously. Some other things that I do, I don't use my debit card online at all. What I do is I use this app called Privacy. Now, this Privacy app is pretty sweet. And what it does is it connects to my account, Privacy. I'll leave a link to this in the description. I'll leave a link to everything that I mentioned in the description. Instead of using my debit card online, I can come in here and create a virtual card for any website or service online or any app that I need to make a purchase or pay for a subscription or anything of that sort. But here's the key. When I create that virtual debit card and I use it on, let's say I am paying for YouTube Premium, that card, once I use it, it cannot be used for any other service. It is a virtual card that is linked to that specific account. So if YouTube gets hacked and you get access to my debit card information, you can't use it anywhere else because there's only one place that it can be used. In addition to that, I can say that it can only be used for YouTube Premium. And since YouTube Premium is about 10 bucks a month, I will set a limit that it can only be used for a maximum of $10 every month from that particular service. That way, my debit card is not in all of these different databases, so that if they get hacked, nobody gets access to my personal debit card information. Yeah, it's extreme. But it's becoming to where it's no longer extreme. For me, it's a necessity. So if you are doing financial transactions or making purchases online, I highly recommend for you to use Privacy. And once again, I'll link to that in the description below. Now, let's talk about business. Because I said, not one that will fall by the wayside when Google has a moon swing, but one that will thrive no matter what happens to it. Okay. So let's talk about that. And let's get real about that. I have a business, a biology business, where I am teaching biology to thousands of people on a monthly basis. Hundreds of thousands of views every single month. Now, for me, it's more valuable to have 1,000 people that are willing to spend $10 a month than it is to have 1,000,000 people that are consuming content for free. Now, it doesn't invalidate the 1,000,000 people that are consuming content for free. That is still significant. This is how I am able to have a bigger impact on the world. But the reality is, these are people that are consuming for free on a platform that can go away tomorrow. A platform that if they decide that they don't want me on there anymore, I can no longer serve these people. But if I'm building on my own platform as well, and I'm leveraging these other platforms to get people to my own platform, I have much more control over what will happen. So if I have a tight-knit community that is investing in the success of the biology movement that I am studying, this movement I'm starting to make biology fun for students and teachers worldwide, and they're a part of this, and they're involved and invested in this process, now I have a business that's not dependent on the whims of YouTube. And the reality is this: I had a connection inside of Google that's at high level in Google that was able to really accelerate this process. And I went at it from multiple angles. I filed an appeal, which is something that you can do. And that takes, you know, some time. But then I had him go internally, which helped to speed up the process. I also posted on Twitter and I got a bunch of people to share that on Twitter and so on. And all of this, I mean, we were able to trace actually who was the person that reactivated stuff, and it came from the internal process. I was blessed in that particular situation to get the channel back within two days or something of that sort. That is a tremendous blessing. But I refuse, I refuse now to continue building my business in a way where it's so dependent on that platform. Oh, one more thing that happened, and I didn't even share this. Then I got another email telling me that I couldn't, this was on Friday. On Friday, I got an email saying my channel is no longer eligible for monetization. So as of right now, I can no longer monetize on YouTube, like with ads. This is my channel. Here's what it says. Earn on YouTube. Your channel? Your channel isn't earning right now. After reviewing your channel, using a combination of automated systems and human reviewers, we found that it does not follow the YouTube channel monetization policies because of reused content. Now, my guess here is that because they streamed some content that was streamed on a bunch of different channels, it looks like I'm reusing content. And now I can't make money on this platform. I spend a significant amount of time, a significant amount of resources to build on a platform that is telling me right now that I can no longer make money through them. That's crazy. That is crazy. And while I do believe that I will be able to get this reversed, I already have my guy on it and I'm going to file an appeal and all that stuff, that's a vulnerable position to put yourself in. Why would I continue to do that? Because the reality is, with one little switch, it could all be gone and I would never be able to serve these people. My people, again. And in this situation, not because of something that I did. No. It ain't going down like that. I love my people too much. I love my community too much. I'm here. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to make biology fun. This is not just a tagline. I know that when I was a kid and I went to school, biology wasn't fun for me. And because of that, my eyes were not open to the amazingness that is the human body, the amazingness that is this world that we live in, the animals, the trees, the ecosystem, the environments, all of this stuff. It was not a part of my understanding because biology was not presented in a way that engaged me. I want to fix that. And I want to help teachers all across the world fix that. I want to make it so that that student that went to class and felt stupid because they can't understand anything the professor is saying, they can come to my platform. I almost said my channel, but they can come to my platform and they can learn and understand it in a way where they can say, wait, that's it? I'm not stupid. I can get this. Neuroscience? I got you. Why? Because interactive biology is there for me in a way that helps me to understand this miracle called life. That right there is the mission that I am on. And I cannot, I will not, I refuse to let a platform like Google say that I could no longer serve those people. It ain't gonna happen. So, yes, my channel was hacked. Yes, my channel was banned. Yes, my channel was removed permanently. Yes, my channel was reinstated. Yes, monetization is gone and I can no longer monetize on YouTube. But I'm so grateful for this because it's woken me up to the fact that I need to practice what I teach at a different level. And I need to be building something that is not gonna fall by the wayside when Google has a mood swing. I hope that this has been informative for you. I hope that this inspires you to not fully be on one platform. In fact, I didn't even mention this, but what it's also done is it's made me decide to put my stuff on all different platforms and use those different platforms to bring people to the one that I'm building that has this mission of changing the world and making biology fun. Yeah. So that's where we're at. So while those hackers try to take me down, man, this has been the best experience because it's brought me to that place. And it's brought me to a situation now where I'm gonna be shouting this stuff from the rooftop. I'm gonna be going all in because I am on a mission. And this mission is stronger than ever. And I am so excited. I am so excited. I'm so glad. I am so grateful that this happened to me. And I hope that you can learn something from my experience. So yeah, that's it. That's how I got banned, hacked, unbanned, and all that good stuff. My name is Desi Samuel. Thank you so much for joining me. That's all I got for this episode. So until next time, take care and God bless. Five, two, four.